Hello there, Captain Sensible from the Damned. You're listening to Radio Like You Want. Yeah.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Blag the Ripper.
All right, calm down, everybody. Calm down, Blag Dahlia. Welcome, my
good
friend.
The crowd goes wild, Mike. Every time you step up in the room, we are back again with another edition of Radio Like You Want.
This one with true legends. Now, we throw the legend term around a little bit.
We do. Everybody's
freely.
A legend.
I mean, everyone's a legend.
Yeah. Down so at the deli, there's a legend giving me a salami
sandwich.
He's
a legend of pastrami down there.
But in this case, we are dealing with a real legend.
This is actually the real thing. All right? So no fucking around this time. It's the real deal. So when we say legend this time, everybody out there, you know, gasp appropriately.
Representing the UK, of course, Captain Sensible, original member of the Damned, hit artist in his own right, and a well-known political figure in Old Blighty.
That's right. All of those and more, and also a well-known swell guy.
He is a fabulous guy.
He's just an outstanding human being, goddammit.
But we'll play his music anyway, along with our regular features like the Estrogen OD.
We're going globetrotting.
And it came
from the garage.
Oh, man, listen. And Mike's got a new thing. Mike's always looking for a way to break into regular mainstream radio, and I think that's great. And now he's
looking for cracks.
His new concept is the Morning Mallard.
That's
and
right.
I'm so proud of him. He's like,
well, duck there, Blag. Here comes another joke.
That's right.
I'm going to say things like that. Yeah,
he's
you better
the Morning
duck.
Mallard. I'm telling you, man, it's the morning show that's going to put us across, Mike. That's how we're going to take over with punk rock.
All right. Well, we'll put together our pitch tape and get it on out there. I think we're going to set the world aflame.
Hey, the name's Mike Routier, and of course, I'm Blag, the motherfucking Ripper. And we're running your whole morning. Get off to work. Have a nice time. Scamper over there. It's Radio Like You Want.
The Damned episode, my friends.
Ooh!
Be all the street maps, all of that. Nighttime, be my heart, and be, beat, beat, and say it's Margaret. Call the Pentagon. Find out who's in charge of this spaceman business.
Trotter, spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from points unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter. All right, Blag, what greasy destination are we going to this week?
We are going straight to Italia, the land of my people, and we are talking to the Svetlanas. These guys have
been
in touch.
Tell me all about them.
They're talking about playing some rock and roll music. I think they're from Milano, but
you
we shall
see. Shit.
Oh, I don't know shit. phone ending in here, Mike. He's gonna. He thought that one ended too suddenly.
It just drops
that's
up.
The Svetlana is representing Italia.
Great band.
For
they just
Globe
fade
Trotter.
Their songs out too fast. Though.
You know, sometimes
they
you gotta
been
fade
big
that
if
shit,
they didn't
Mike.
Just, if they knew that, if they mastered the fade.
But they are international Globe Trot of the week. The Svetlanas from Italia. Before that, we heard Ween. I'll Be Your Johnny on the Spot. That's from the Mollusk record. 1997, a truly bizarre band, Ween. You gotta give them credit. They've always kind of reminded me of Frank Zappa and these kind of new, I don't know, these primacy kind of groups, shit like that,
brand
right?
New, yeah.
If you're calling them new, then you know you're as old
as me.
That's
a cool band. I mean, they do all kinds of different stuff. That's not a song you would probably associate with Ween. Very punky, like a synth punk almost song right there that we just heard. But, you know, I've seen them live. They're almost like a jam band sometimes. And then,
Have a great punk band too called the Moist Boys or some, at
wow.
least some members
I'm
of
I'm not
Ween.
Hip to that.
So it's like, yeah, that band really gets around. And when I saw them live, it was just a strange collection of live, you know, like hired gun musician
sure.
guys and strange. I don't know. Gotta dig Ween. Before that, we heard The Damned Ignite off the Molten Lager record. That's a live one, Mike, from the mid-90s. That brings us up to date, and we're ready to enter the meat of the show, Mike.
Weirdos coming up. Captain Sensible, The Damned coming up later.
It's Radio
Lucky One. If you wanna survive, God said, son, don't give me no lip. Send you out on a sailor ship. Make you sit a seven sea. Make you get down on your knees. When you see that I'm not there, then you will become aware. Grab your ray gun. Give me a little lip, give me a little lap. Don't give me that heart attack. If you want the loaded veins, the self-inflicted pain. Pitiful pit, bottle that. Stick that dang in a rank of fat. Say goodbye to eternity. Bit by bit, you're bound to be.
All right, Radio Like You Want. We just keep rolling on. Interview with Captain Sensible of The Damned coming on up. Now, a while ago, I interviewed Jack Grisham of TSOL. He's a huge fan of The Damned. They do a cover of The Damned song, Politics, don't you, Jack?
Yeah.
Did that come out officially, or is that a...
No, it never came out officially. There's no secret. I mean, we've been ripping off The Damned forever. But I just love them dearly, you know. It's like it's been like an honor to play shows with those guys before. And, you know, I think they're like one of the best rock bands in the world. So, I mean, Machine Gun Etiquette was my favorite record ever. So yeah, we play Politics. They don't play it live anymore, so we figured we might play it.
Friends. yo, radio like you want. This is John Gentile from Philly, staff writer at punknews.org. You missed me last week because I was down the Jersey Shore hanging out with Snooki in the Situation. But I'm back, baby. I'm back. And I'm here to bring you the newest of new punk rock jams. Today's new punk rock jam was just released about 2 weeks ago. The artist is called Waves. That's W-A-V-V-E-S. Some people say Waves is nothing more than hipster white trash. Others say he's the personification of punk rock circa LA 1979. I'll let you decide.
The Mallard, the Morning Mallard, Drive Time. How you feeling? It's Kip Casper live, radio like you want. I'll tell you what, that was brand new. The personification of Los Angeles punk rock.
77.
Yeah, it's just like 77. John Gentile presents Waves doing Destroy. That's from the Life Sucks EP.
Destroy is the name of the song. Life Sucks. I mean, oh my God,
it
dude.
Is
that
brand
is,
new.
How punk is that?
I know. I'm telling you what. Destroy, Life Sucks. Before that, T-S-O-L.
It's like one of the Quincy episode of punk rock episode.
It was murder, Sam. Murder.
Just distilled
it's
down.
It's not music.
Into one song.
T-S-O-L did Politics. That's a demo that was just released in 2005. But what year is that from, Mike? You're the one that actually knows about this band.
Well, that's a Damned cover, of course. Okay. They're paying homage to the Damned there. Of course, Jack Grisham, a huge Damned fan. And the Damned came over here in 77, did a tour, and they had a lot of influence on the punk scene in L.A. Weirdos, of course. picked up on the fashion tips. I mean, come on, look at the early pictures of Jack Grisham, the pancake makeup, the tuxedo shirt. Vanian incarnate.
There is no denying
the personification
that
the damned have been there. 77. My
they
friend.
Have been there. And speaking of been there, the Weirdos did Pagan. This was one of the original great Los Angeles punk rock bands.
True that. So I interviewed Captain Sensible. They are doing their 35th anniversary tour, and they're going to play the Black Album in its entirety. Wait for it. Right, The Damned right there with Wait for the Blackout. Kicks off their 1980 release, The Black Album. Now they're going to be performing that record along with their debut, Damned, 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 on their 35th anniversary tour. The whole thing kicks off October 20th right here in the States. Moves on over to Europe in November. But right now I've got Mr. Damned himself, Captain Sensible, joining me. How are you doing, my friend?
Mr. Damned. Damned by name, damned by nature. Yeah, not sensible there at all. I don't know where I got it. It was ironic, of course.
Yeah, how did you come up with your name? I like your name.
Do you? If I'd have known I had to have to put up with it for 35 years, I might have thought something, you know, that grows old gracefully. I was behaving quite badly in the late 70s. Ideal for punk rock, of course, you know, drinking to excess and doing really naughty stuff. I was in the right place at the right time. When they were looking for noisy maniacs, you know, I was there ready to go.
Well, I guess that made you the perfect candidate for the young, drunk, crazy hooligan job posting that you must have answered. In fact, I think one of the first ones you did answer, along with your fellow damned members Dave Vanian and Rat Scabies, was for a band called Masters of the Backside, which also featured Chrissy Hynde, that went on to perform the Pretenders. She was on guitar as well. Is that true?
Yeah, Chrissy was one of the kind of like-minded people in town at the time. We'd do a rehearsal with her, you know, and she was scratching around on the guitar, you know, because she was determined she was going to be a guitar lady, you know, which was a great idea. But, you know, after rehearsal, where she was just playing guitar, you know, we'd sit down in the tube station, you know, in the cavernous echo that provides, and she'd sing at the top of her voice, and we thought, bloody hell, this woman's got talent, you know? We had to wait a year or so before she formed her own band, and, you know, the whole world found out what we knew.
Well, the world went on to hear a few things you guys did as well. When you finally got together as The Damned with Brian James, you guys recorded the classic Damned, 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 had New Rose on there, and Need, 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 and a whole host of other punk rock staples. You guys are going to be performing that one in its entirety on your 35th anniversary tour. Now, while that one did really well, your second one, I guess you guys weren't so happy about. Music for Pleasure was your sophomore release. It started out with good intentions, but I guess it kind of didn't end up in a place that you were too happy about. I read that you asked Syd Barrett of Pink Floyd to produce this one for you.
Yeah, we wanted to spice it up a bit with a bit of psychedelia, and generally, you know, you make a thrashy kind of punk record, and to do the same thing again would have been a bit boring, really. So, well, who was the most psychedelic person in London at the time? It was Syd Barrett, and it would have been magic if he came along to produce it. But
so did you actually make him a legitimate offer? I mean, he was slated to do this, and then things just didn't work out, or what happened here?
We shared the same publisher, and I think all the people close to Syd, they wanted him to get back into the music thing again. Maybe some of them were a bit embarrassed by, you know, the way that Pink Floyd's fortunes had skyrocketed, and they were like sort of raking in, you know, so much cash. Mm-hmm. And Syd Barrett, the guy who invented the whole thing, was kind of languishing in a little house in Cambridge, you know. So maybe they wanted to get him back working again, because the bloke's a genius, you know. And unfortunately, when we were in the studio waiting for him, you know, he didn't turn up, and he sent a substitute, which was the drummer of Pink Floyd, a guy called Nick Mason, who, he did a good job, but he kind of imposed Pink Floyd production techniques on a punk group, and which was entirely wrong, really. He kind of took away all the rough edges, and you want to keep some rough edges with The Damned, you know, it's part of the deal, really.
Okay, well, smooth edges and all. Here's a stretcher case from The Damned's sophomore release, Music for Pleasure. Back with more Captain Sensible in just a minute on Radio Like You Want.
Such a case, baby. Buddy with a problem.
Yes, you right there, you listening to Radio Like You Want. All right, Stretcher Case right there from the Damned sophomore release, Music for Pleasure. I'm joined by Captain Sensible of the Damned. Now, Captain, the story goes that the band disliked that record so much that they actually broke up. I mean, is there any truth to that story?
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah, I think the record label booting us out as soon as we delivered the album didn't help.
Well, as it turns out, a little sophomore slump couldn't keep you guys down. You guys soon after kicked the lid off the coffin and put out what many consider to be one of your finest moments on wax, Machine Gun Etiquette. And then you followed it up with the Black Album. This one definitely sounds like you guys are looking to move away from the strict punk thing and push the boundaries out a little bit.
Take it as far as we could, really. You know, I think that's a punk rock idea. We all come from a generation where they would tell you at school, well, you know, you can be a toilet cleaner, you can join the army, you can do blah 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 blah. And if you said, well, hold on, I would like to do something so artistic and creative, they'd laugh at you. Said, yes, but you don't seem to understand. If everyone was going to be a painter or a musician, who's going to empty the dustbins? Who's going to clean the toilets? You know, and stuff like that. So to push the boundaries the way we did on the Black Album was, I thought that was fairly punk rock.
I just want my fortune now. I don't care where or when or how. I don't want the dustbin or the cuddly toy. I'm going for the jackpot, boy, oh boy, oh boy. See me on the box, see me winning lots of loot, oh yeah. Silly kids' games, batting cash off that old coot, oh
now I've
yeah.
I've got the replies to all the questions. There's just one thing that I should mention. When I win all the loot, don't you have no fear. I'm gonna take my holes in Cambodia, yeah.
See me on the box, see me win lots of loot, oh yeah. Silly kids games, grabbing cash off that old coot, oh yeah.
a couple of classics right there from The Damned. They're both from the fourth release, The Black Album. Damned's going to be performing that in its entirety on their 35th anniversary tour, kicking off here October 20th in the United States. We just heard Drinking About My Baby, and before that, one with Captain on vocals called Silly Kids Games. Captain, this one it's going to be a challenge to perform live, I'm sure. You guys got all kinds of crazy changes going on in there, channeling the Beach Boys and everything else, for Christ's sake.
You noticed the Beach Boys thing. Yeah, I use the tuning for that one as well. Any guitarists out there, I've got a really quick change to do. We've done it in rehearsal.
So you are going to change guitars?
Yeah, because I use one of those bluesy tunings for that one. Somebody said to me, I don't know, Hugh Cornwell or someone, hey, you want to have a look at some guitar tunings, Captain? So as soon as I got it in the blues tuning, about five songs popped out. It was just so inspiring. And Silly Kids Games was one of them. I mean, obviously that one's about game shows. It was wall-to-wall game shows on TV at the time. Now it's wall-to-wall reality TV and karaoke.
When you guys released this album, were you worried at all about how the fans would receive it?
The Damned have always stupidly only ever written songs to please themselves. And we meander in direction from album to album, not really caring whether they sell or not. I remember record companies getting really pissed off with us because, you know, they say, well, why can't you do something a bit more commercial, you know?
Got to call you out on this one. I've heard you and plenty of your class of 77 comrades tell the story about how, you know, you guys invented punk because you were so bored with the music scene in the 70s, how they just went on and on with 20-minute solos and twiddling around on the guitar forever, and then you guys go ahead and put out a 18-minute opus on the third side of the Black Album. Now, come on, man. How do you justify this one?
Ah, but it's not 17 minutes of twiddly diddly. It's
pure genius, right? Curtain call we're talking about.
Curtain call, yes. It is an epic, I have to say. But the idea behind that one was that Dave wrote the front end, you know, and it's kind of fairly dark and a melancholy and like sort of almost writing your own epitaph before you go kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where all that stuff comes from with him, but he is like sort of that's Dave Vanian for you, isn't it? I mean, right. he's always got his nose buried in one of those sort of books, you know. And I mean, we are all like cartoon characters, to be quite honest. You know, we could have done a Monkees TV series, a Monkees style series where we've all got kind of exaggerated characters, you know. But Dave is Dave, and he wrote a classic there, and I thought how nice it would be because we kept adding more parts to it, and after a while it was like sort of 12 minutes. You think, well, you might as well go the whole hog and make a whole side of an album out of it, really, which is what we did.
Yeah, why not? Right, a much edited down version of Curtain Call right there. You can catch the whole 28-minute opus when the Damned performs it live as part of their 35th anniversary tour that's kicking off here in the United States October 20th. Captain, I hope that's not the Damned's Curtain Call. What's in the future for you guys? What goes beyond the 35 years?
Well, it's, I always say the Damned is like a rudderless ship and you never know what's around the next corner, you know. It's nothing's planned. You know, world domination is not part of the plan. It's just getting through and having a nice life, really. And you know, leaving a few nice records behind is kind of good.
Well, wiser words were never spoken. Look forward to seeing the Damned out on the road for the 35th anniversary tour kicking off here in the United States October 20th. Captain, thanks so much for joining me, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, ta-ra.
Shit, Mike, you got up close and personal with Captain Sensible this week.
Me and the cats, Cap sat down and had a little fireside chat. We talked all about it.
Cap Stevens, almost. It was wild. This band's always fascinated me because there's kind of this arc with them from their 60s punk, their kind of nomad kind of feel, through 70s punk and garage, and right into that gothy 80s thing. So many bands kind of skip over one or the other of those genres, and the Damned, they hit them all.
Yeah, and I think you heard a lot of that through the arc of that interview right there. We heard some of their early stuff, some of the stuff that they wanted to get Syd Barrett to produce, but of course that didn't work out. And of course on this tour, the 35th anniversary tour,
he was too busy shitting his pants and staring at the wall or something. Yeah.
Well, probably would have, done better than the producer that they had gotten. But
English producers, they're so hardworking and brilliant, though.
But, yeah, you're going to hear both of that. They're going to perform their first record and that Black album that we played a lot of tracks off of on this tour they're through. And right now, kicking off in the States tonight, October 20th. So go on out there and check it on out.
Mike Routhier, you have gone above and beyond the call of duty.
I rarely
this week,
do that, but I figured, hell, it's concerned. The Damned. What the hell? I'll actually try.
This was a band that set the West Coast on fire and the East Coast. They played with the Dead Boys at CBGB's. Hey, nobody was there first.
There's a thesis I'm working on about them. In fact, it's a lot of... Oh, what the hell?
I would have loved to have heard about that,
Good
Mike.
Good Lord!
It came!
Oh, my God!
Listen, I don't know.
You found a classic this week. What is this whacked out lyrics we got going on here?
I don't know a damn thing about this band. I never have. But... this is the weirdest opening line in 60s punk history.
Yeah.
yeah. Time once again for the caring, touching, caressing, gentle side of Radio Like You Want. Blag, what kind of crazy, nutty, wacky tune did you come up with this week?
I can't take responsibility for this. This probably has the most hateful, bizarre lyrics I've heard, and this chick's voice is crazy. It's like Ethel Merman gone wild or something. Kathy Kirby with her version of Big Man.
Her version?
He gets up in the morning and he leaves for town. Where he's one of a million when you're looking down. He's a little man on a crowded street of little men that you always meet in a big town. But when he comes home at night and a holding tight, oh, he's the big man. When he's in my arms, when he locks the door on the world outside, he grows a 10 feet tall and a lot of feet wide. Oh, he's a big, big man in a kingdom of his own. From 9 to 5, he's just a bee in a hive of busy little bees trying hard to survive. Working all day just to make his pay so he can give this girl all the things she's never had. But when he comes home in the evening when the sun goes down, well, he's the big top master, not the circus clown. Oh, he's a big, bigger man. He's as tall as they come. In a hive of busy little bees trying hard to survive, working all day just to make his pay so he can give this girl all the things she's never had. But when he comes home in the evening when the sun goes down, well, he's the big top master, not the circus clown. Oh, he's a big, bigger man. He's as tall as they come.
Say yo, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls, they only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over. See, it started at the park, used to chill after dark. Ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
It's forever, right?
Oh, that's playing the cheapest club jams we can find on Radio Like You Want. That was Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girl. Before that, we heard Kathy Kirby, Big Man. He's the big top master, not a circus clown.
Oh, yeah.
There's some S&M overtones there, 1963. Before that, it came from the garage with the Roving Flames. How many times have you put a gun up to your head thinking about the pleasures of being dead? Freaky times, Mike. Tell them all about Radio Like You Want.
Big thanks to Captain Sensible of the Dan for joining us. Make sure you get on out there and check out their 35th anniversary tour kicking off in America tonight, October 20th. November, they're in Europe. Also, upcoming shows include our big Halloween special coming up next week. Hank 3 will be joining us. Folks, you want to contact us? You want to get the podcast? RadioLikeYouWant.com is the place to be. 415-315-9662 is the number to call. And interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you send those MP3s. Huge thanks to PunkRadioCast.com.
It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Ooh, and now I know way for doing my first crime. And I never thought that we was gonna see each other.
See each other.
And then I came out, mommy moved me down south. Ooh, I ain't with my girl who I thought was my world. It came out.
Greedy, worldwide.